Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are all so disrespectful. All of us. Tiki's disrespectful. I'm disrespectful.
Why am I disrespectful? You want to know why?
I did nothing.
Yeah, you did something. We all did something. We were just spinning the wheel of veteran quarterbacks.
Yes.
The veteran quarterback the Giants could bring in to give hope over the next couple of years. And look, I think Trevor Lawrence is a wonderful idea. I mentioned Sam Darnold. Even Sean came up with Justin Fields and mentioned Kirk Cousins. Can you spin that wheel one more time? Just one more time. Spin that wheel one more time. And I'll show Tiki why he's disrespectful. How about a guy who hasn't lost a game yet this season, who's been to 2 Super Bowls and won one, who's a free agent next year, and while he's going to turn 36 next week, he's got 4 or 5 years left in him. How about showing some respect to Russell Wilson? No.
Crickets.
No.
Can I get the crickets, Tommy, please?
May I ask why? Why are we also disrespectful to him? All of us.
I think if Russell is in the right kind of system where he's not asked to be a hero, read this, read that, you know, drop back 7 steps, 5 steps, deliver on time, then he can be really successful. Get the ball out of your hands. We're going to take some shots downfield. It's what they've been doing in Pittsburgh this year, and it's very similar. If you go back and look at what he was doing in Seattle in the early part of his career, run the football. They have Najee Harris there. He gets after it on the ground, and it's not a complicated downfield passing system. They take the shots, but it's really controlled. And Russell, to me, is, first of all, I think he's earning a place to stay in Pittsburgh, and who knows what that looks like, if they're even going to let him leave that building, especially if they make the postseason and actually do a little something this year. But I don't know, there's just something about him that makes it hard for me to say he'd fit right in a Giants organization that's trying to find itself, you know what I mean, at quarterback. So I don't know. Maybe it could work. It's just not the one that jumps in my head, or it's really not the one I desire.
Toll-free number 888-808-1019. Some quick thoughts on the Knicks coming up in the next 15 minutes as well, and what they did last night and something around them that is not getting enough attention. We'll hear from Bad Tiki coming up at 4:30 as well. But let's lead it off with Bruce calling from Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you?
How you doing today, guys? Listen, I like the idea of bringing in a veteran quarterback, but Trevor Lawrence sounds like Daniel Jones 2 to me.
Really?
I don't know. He seems like he's got the same kind of problems Daniel Jones has with the Giants. But I like Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields, I can get behind him.
One at a time. Tiki, is there anything about Trevor Lawrence that reminds you of Daniel Jones 2.0?
No, I think it's... schematically and like skill-wise, I think their mechanics are different. They're kind of similar type athletes, even though Trevor runs a little bit less and The only thing that was similar is the turnovers, like the propensity to not be aware of pressure coming from the backside, those type of things. But I don't feel like Trevor Lawrence is Daniel Jones. Maybe it's just, maybe statistically I'm wrong, but I feel like Trevor.
No, no, statistically you're right. I mean, in Trevor Lawrence's second year as a 23-year-old, he's thrown 25 touchdowns with 8 interceptions. The year we're celebrating from Daniel Jones was 2 years ago where he threw 15 touchdown passes. Like, Trevor Lawrence, in the 4 years he's played in this league, not in the most ideal of circumstances at times, he's been more productive than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, no, I think, I also feel like it's untapped. I feel like Daniel Jones, and yes, there are circumstances here because of the 3 head coaches and 4 coordinators and all the different, you know, iterations of staff that he had to go through. It's hard to find any kind of continuity or consistency. So you almost forgive him in that regard. But I feel like with Daniel, we've seen it all. We don't feel like there's a piece or a side of it that we're missing. And with Trevor, I feel like there's a piece or a side of it that we're missing. And maybe that's a bias because we saw him in college at Clemson from his freshman season doing amazing things. I mean, he was consensus number 1 overall pick from the moment he took his first snap at Clemson. Daniel Jones wasn't that player.
Right.
Like, he wasn't a natural-born superstar. Daniel Jones was, if he was going to become one, was going to have to work himself into that. And so I think that winning edge, like that winning thing that we can't really define or put, you know, statistics or numbers to, Trevor has had. I don't think Daniel has had it.
John Staten Island, how are you, John?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up?
Splendid. It's raining. I've been waiting for this for months.
Yeah, I'm sitting waiting to pick up my kid from school in the same rain. I have 2 giant points. Number 1, I have a conspiracy theory. I haven't heard. I'm curious what you guys think, especially Mr. Lugauer. I think the Giants are making a very calculated decision to skip DeVito over Drew Lock because if DeVito goes out and is not good the next 2 weeks, especially against the Cowboys, then they could bring in Drew Lock, and they'll never hear his name again. Whereas if they had Drew Lock start and he was fine but not great, all they would hear is DeVito. I want to hear your point on that, and then I have another thing that I could bring up. I could fix all the quarterback issues. Have Uncle Eli tell Archie to drop out of school, go work in a bar, have open tryouts, and it's like Invincible Part 2 with Mark Wahlberg. Find him, pay him the money under the table, and we got another money.
All right. Thank you, John. I like your creativity. So let me get this straight. Tommy Lugauer's conspiracy theory has been Brian Daboll has been tanking this entire season, right?
I can't. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm laying it out there. I'm not supporting this.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I'm laying out that. And by the way, Tommy, you still believe that? Are you still on board with that, or have you kind of wavered on that?
I stand by what I said earlier in the year about him tanking, yes. I think things have changed now, though.
Okay. All right.
Clearly.
Why? Because Tommy's at quarterback?
You got that right, Tiki.
Ben DiNucci's going to be his backup.
Ben DiNucci. We're going to get him in here.
You got to find Dino from Rails to come cook in the Giants training room or kitchen every day.
Speaking my language.
So our last caller's conspiracy is that the Giants don't like Tommy DeVito. They don't like everything about it. They don't like the hype. They don't like it. So they are putting Tommy DeVito out there against Tampa and Dallas to basically kill him off.
Oh, my Mirage.
That's what, this is our last call. I'm explaining it to the audience, not saying I agree with it, giving you all the info, that the Giants and Brian Daboll's like, oh, God, I'm so sick of this guy. I'm so sick of hearing about Tommy DeVito.
Seat caucus.
I'm sick of Lugie screaming about him on the air. He's the next Tom Brady. I'm done with him. So let me stick him out there against Tampa. Let me stick him out there on national TV on Thanksgiving, and he will have a worse moment than the butt fumble, and then Giant fans will wake up to the dream and say, he sucks, and we can go to Drew Lock.
Yeah,
that's his conspiracy theory.
Until he goes up against a Buccaneers defense that has been a little bit rough around the edges the last couple of weeks.
Right.
being saved because Baker Mayfield's having an unbelievable season despite losing four games in a row. And, you know, he looks amazing.
Right. He throws five touchdown passes.
Right. It's like, wow, well, maybe we should have done this earlier.
Yeah. Here's the
And then the Dallas Cowboys, who are on the verge of, like, I don't know, quitting on their coach. Right? Like, then you win on Thanksgiving and everybody's watching.
Right.
In the 4 o'clock window. And it's like, dude, Tommy DeVito's the man.
Yeah.
And the national conversation becomes not why are the Giants tanking. It becomes, why didn't the Giants start Tommy DeVito a long time ago?
Well, that's...
And then Tommy Lugauer, cult Tommy, becomes famous.
Tommy!
Predicted this at the beginning of the season.
Right, he would have predicted it, but it would actually dissolve the idea that Dable was tanking for the
first... you just forget that one. Forget you said that.
That one goes away.
Right, forget you said that one.
But you're right about one thing that is very important here. If DeVito hits, if he plays incredibly well, I think the criticism Dable is going to face is, why did you wait so long?
Yeah.
And by the way, I think that's an absolutely fair criticism. Now, we all got to benching Daniel Jones at a different point. Tommy was doing it in August. I was there at about week six, week seven. Tiki, you were there a few weeks later. Sean's been back and forth all year. But that is a fair, like, critique of Dable. But no, I think what's happening right now, there is no conspiracy theory. What Brian Dable is doing right now is saying, we're 2-8, and our quarterback hasn't played well enough. And I want to see what we have in Tommy DeVito. I'd like to win a couple of games, too, because I don't think he could survive 2-15, personally. So I think it's a combination of, I'm trying to win games, I'm trying to spark this team a little bit, and oh, by the way, let me see what we've got in this kid. Maybe he's a backup. Maybe he's more than that. So I don't think there's a conspiracy to kill him off like we're watching some kind of weird movie.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think they believe that Tommy can play because they saw him play last year. You heard Dave's yesterday, if you listened to or read from his press conference, he kept talking about, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. Had three interceptions. By the way, two of those came in his first game. The third one came in the second game. And then he didn't throw another interception in the remaining four games he played, including a three-game winning streak. And so eight touchdowns, three interceptions. Dave's kept saying that. He was making decisive plays, and in the red zone, he was creative. Different arm slots, the touchdown. He threw a touchdown to Saquon Barkley. It was perfect, like perfectly drawn up. Saquon releases in the flat. He kind of sides arms it, gets it right where he needs to catch it, and easy touchdown. And so, I mean, it was a tight window throw, but he made it. So I think Dave's has seen some things that Tommy DeVito has done that makes him say, I'm curious. And so why not right now?